13 girls enter the Disney Royal Palace. Only 10 of them we get to name hot and list them on this episode. And we shall criticize each other if that placing is not in the exact right order. We're gonna rank Disney princesses based on hotness. I think part of it is their movie and songs. I'm Minty.
And I just want to be clear, everyone's legal in this situation. None of this Snow White is 12 bullshit. Annie.
Thank God we didn't let you start off the opening of this episode.
It would have been me doing a Dateline reference. Why don't you have a seat?
I also don't know if there are only 13 Disney princesses. I just did a real quick count, I guess.
And that's Minty. They counted.
Yes.
And the plan title is where we serve every podcast with an F you.
So getting straight into it.
I was going to say, and we're going to say F you to the princesses.
This is why you're not allowed to do cold opening.
I feel like Annie's going to bring the bisexual energy, and Missy's gonna bring the lesbian energy of being like, yeah, I think they look nice. And meanwhile, I want to look.
You gonna be kosher about this?
Yes.
We're not gonna. This is a PG-13 channel.
We have a rating?
Of course.
Fine. That's the last inappropriate thing I will ever say about a girl I never met.
Ever. Anyways, I'll start with my number 10. I chose Moana.
Interesting. What's not even on mine?
I wonder why.
You piece of stop calling me racist.
I didn't say it. I wasn't gonna say it. I thought the movie was okay, but I thought she was a spunky little girl who just kind of wanted to adventure out and, you know, see more of the world.
It's weird because if we played a recording I have earlier, zoop, 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 zoop. I listen to how far I go way too much on the radio. It has to stop. Zoop, 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 zoop. It sounded like you got sick of Moana.
I actually really like that song.
But did you not complain about how often you heard that song?
I did, but I mean, like, it's same with, like, when you hear Let It Go during Christmas time. It's just weird to hear it. And I don't care if there's a pop version. I will never like the pop version more than the original version. But I will say for that song, the pop version sounds exactly like the original version.
Isn't it like Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco do a pop version of, like, Into the Unknown? And you're like, why?
Yeah, that was weird.
Sometimes I think about that pig fake out in Moana.
What pig fake out?
Like, you think the animal psyche is going to be her cute little pig, but after she drowned the first time, the pig's like, I'm Audi 5000. So her animal sidekick became Hey Hey the chicken.
Hey Hey.
I don't even know where Hey Hey came, but I think he was just in the boat as like food.
I think this is one of the first Disney movies to be translated into some Polynesian language.
You know the time I got in trouble with my teacher because my teacher was like, oh, I think Maui should have fucked Moana because he became a weird asexual D-man. Like they D-manned him. What's that word? Demasculined him.
What the fuck?
And I told him that wasn't appropriate, and he told me that, like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, you're talking over the native people's language. And I'm like, okay, cool, you're talking over like common decency. Like, just because a guy didn't have a romance with a girl didn't mean he got demasculated.
Also, he looks like a god. Although, technically, he's a demigod.
Yeah, everyone at home, Google how Maui died in the original legend. It's
okay,
funny.
We don't have to talk about it.
I'm not going to talk about it. Like, I said I wasn't going to say anything crude.
There's also a second Moana movie coming out. Maybe they'll talk about
we
it.
We don't want to spoil it, y'all.
Which is crazy.
Is that live action still coming out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson reprising his role?
Oh, I have no idea. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but, you know, the movie's not even that old.
That's true. And what was your number 10?
I put Cinderella.
Oh, that's a good choice, I guess.
Okay, but, okay.
A little low.
A little low. She deserves to be on the top 10, but just a little low. Was she hotter in her regular outfit or in the ball outfit? Because I would like to argue she was a little hotter in the normal outfit.
You know, honestly, I do like the regular outfit because I just like her hair, like,
yeah,
more down.
Like, yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
The pink dress she did, the rats made, ugly as shit. Like, my godmother's like, my granddaughter's not going in there.
I know the blue dress is the traditional Disney princess dress, but yeah, it's a little plain.
It's a little plain. Like, I understand she set the staple of what a princess dress would look like. That one blonde bitch in Princess and the Frog copied that look.
And I know the glass slipper is very sexy, but you really never get to see it except when she loses it.
That's what I was gonna say. You don't get to see it because the dress is so big. Like, as Michelle Visage says, the dress will touch the ground, but if it touches the ground, you can't see it. So she's just wearing an uncomfortable shoe. She should have had a whole glass motif, like maybe a hair clip or something.
That would be cool.
Yes, but they didn't think about that in the fucking 80s.
This movie is way older than the 80s. Let's get that straight. I think it's like, because Snow White is like 50s.
50s?
Yes, I want to say this is like 60s.
You telling me Snow White came out during World War II?
World War II was the 40s.
Shit.
You have no idea.
Why do you remember that?
You should know your history. What song does Cinderella sing?
I always get her song and the Pinocchio song confused.
Is hers A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes?
Yes, I think that's her and Pinocchio.
Or is that Snow White?
Oh, I know Cinderella definitely sang This Is Love. Do, 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 do.
What song is that?
See, that's the song she sings when she's dancing with the prince.
I don't remember. I only remember Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Yeah.
I was stupid because I saw Cinderella as a high schooler, so I should know something.
In the women's suffrage class.
Yes. Because they try to make it that, like, Cinderella is, like, anti-feminist or something.
Yeah.
And you kind of realize, like, well, actually, not really.
Kind of living her best life.
Yeah. She defied, like, you know, the socialarchy of her household, went out and, like, you know, married into money. Anyways, my number 9, because I don't want to talk about that shit, because that shit irritates the crap out of me. When they're trying to make something anti-feminist, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. I chose Ariel.
Oh, she's pretty low, though, huh?
It was just kind of like, I mean, I like the red hair. I think the red hair is very sexy. I just don't think her outfits are very nice. Especially her land outfit, that pink dress. I think it's ugly as sin.
There's a TikTok of like, why isn't the official Disney princess lineup, she's wearing a teal dress, when in the movie it was pink? And I know what you're saying, it's so that kids don't get her confused with Aurora. But Jasmine's wearing the same teal color. So why did they pick a teal look? And I was like, bitch, they made it look like her fins, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
You gotta admit, she was pretty hot in Part of Your World. The water splashing behind her.
No, sure, of course. And then like her looking at all her stuff, like it's very cool.
Very neat.
It's just her outfits aren't very nice.
Did you not like the blue bowl look?
Doing a light Okay, that one is cute.
That's when they're doing Kiss the Girl.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she should be
higher. She should have been higher, a little higher.
But the pink dress is ugly.
The pink dress is ugly, yes. But she also tried to comb her hair with a thing of a bob. So I pardon her there.
I don't know.
I pardon you.
Okay, who's your number 9?
Number 9, I put Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Because I think she's very smoking hot in her waitress look. I think her lily pad dress is so pretty. Especially the deep V cut and then like the leaves in the middle.
I didn't put Tiana only because I didn't see the movie. So I actually don't know what you're talking about.
You have eyes. Okay, I gotta show it to you later.
Okay.
I understand. I only put her so low is because, yes, I agree. It's kind of bullshit that the first like really POC princess was a frog over half the movie.
Isn't Pocahontas the first one?
Yeah, I don't know. I just say things that Tumblr tells me to say.
I guess because she's black. And when people are social justice warriors, they only care about black people. But I do think it is jip that they made her a frog the entire movie.
And then they had Soul come out, and then he was black, and he was a Soul thing for like the whole movie.
Yes, it is very suspicious. We're not mad at Red because the red panda's cute. The Asians are okay with the red panda.
The Asians are okay with that furry shit.
We're also okay with a woman dressed like a man.
Yeah, we'll get there later because she's definitely top 5,
oh,
right?
I mean, of course.
Okay. You have to look back on your list, I saw.
There are 10 queens! I can't remember them.
There's 10 queens and only one can sashay away. Wait, I messed that up.
Yeah, oh shit.
All right, but yeah, it's fine. Nah, like you said, we didn't see the movie. It came out too close to Tangled and I don't know, we didn't have enough movie money for two shit.
I think because like Princess and the Frog came out and I thought, I think I'm too old for Disney princess movies. Then Rapunzel came out and like, well, okay, that movie looks cool as shit.
Mindy, stop. You put this in a box, a racist box. I don't want
to
be here.
No, it had nothing to do with her being black. I do want to rewatch the Cinderella movies in order and make episodes.
Maybe, hey, like, honey, two say of all the Disney movies and not just the Cinderella. Because if I had to watch the Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time, I don't know if I could make it.
Okay, only the first ones. We're not watching sequels. So Frozen 2 also doesn't count, even though we did see it in theaters.
Mulan 2 doesn't count, even though we did technically see it and had a very stupid plot.
Don't the three boys get married?
Yeah, they like
to like female counterparts.
Basically, they like had to escort three girls, that's why. And like the dude was like, I'm going to be dismissive of your whole shit, Mulan. Mulan's like, I'm a strong, independent woman. I'm going to lead these kids all by myself. Oh god, they all fell in love and I was supposed to take them to the arranged marriages.
Oh.
And I don't think Eddie Murphy came back. I'm not talking about Aladdin 2, by the way, where we meet Dad.
Who's Dad?
Aladdin.
Aladdin's dad?
Aladdin 2, King of Thieves.
Maybe we should watch the sequels. Now I'm interested.
Fun fact, Robin Williams wasn't in the second one because they didn't pay the money. And I think in the third one, they were like, just pay the fucking money. It's Robin Williams.
You're right, Annie. We should watch like Cinderella 1, 2, and 3 and then do an episode on all the Cinderella movies.
I'm going to end myself. You tell me what Little Mermaid 2 was about.
Her daughter.
Ah, fuck. I set the bar too low there.
That's what we're doing. Isn't it like Cinderella 3 about the stepsister?
Yeah, about the stepsister falling in love. Because basically, is they get the fairy godmother's wand, so she makes it that the shoe fits the daughter instead of Cinderella. But in that timeline, I think the daughter falls in love with the baker.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't want to do this shit.
Moving on! Who's your number 8?
Did we do your 8?
Mine was Cinderella.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm pretty sure.
That's why, I guess that's why we started talking about the Cinderella movies.
Maybe?
I mean, we said our pizza was Cinderella, right?
Yeah.
Looked ugly in the rat dress. Mind the way, I put Belle.
Really?
Not the Emma Watson Belle. You think she should be higher?
I do think she should be higher. Her in the yellow dress, there's something so, like, it's very eye-catching.
I'm gonna say something controversial again. I like her outfit before, the common outfit.
The white and blue, are you just in love with white and blue outfits?
It makes me, people might think I have a thing for people in, like, the housewife outfit. I just think she looked nice, you know? I thought she was very hot, like, there must be more in this provincial life. I think she's very hot there. And her in the yellow dress, she's just spinning around like an idiot.
But she had the really cute updo.
I guess.
Oh my god, you're just obsessed with the color blue.
I like low ponytails, okay? I'm sorry.
They had their moments, but in this one, I think the updo of Belle's in the yellow dress is really nice.
Emma Watson in her yellow dress.
I don't remember her dress,
it's just really dumb and flumpy because the guy didn't want to use CGI.
Okay, but we're not talking about the live actions.
I know, that's the only point I have against that, you know? You know what? Her hair was pretty, wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Wasn't it a half bun? Like half a hair was down, half a hair was in a bun?
I think so.
Okay, that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Belle should be higher.
No, I just think everyone else is hotter.
The white and blue outfit. I swear, if I find another princess that has a white and blue outfit and you put it higher, because, well, it was the majority of the movie that she was in this white and blue outfit. Drop kick you.
Okay, who's your number? What are we on? Seven?
My number seven is Rapunzel.
Seven is Rapunzel. Oh my god.
How did we match up? That's insane.
I think she's below mid.
Yeah, the purple outfit, I think it's cute, but it's kind of pedestrian.
Basic,
yeah. What I really like is when they braided her hair and put all the flowers in it. That's like really cute.
I don't know what witchcraft they did there, but it was really cute.
I mean, like, holy shit. And her with the cut brown hair is okay. It's very butch. I kind of like it, but it's just like, I mean, she's very cute. Is she the first CGI princess? She must be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, because Tiana and then Rapunzel.
Unless you count Merida.
Oh, unless you count Merida.
Is Merida on your list?
No.
Okay.
But I do think she's hot. It's just, she has no songs.
She has no songs, yeah. She had that one in the beginning, and she wasn't technically singing it.
Yeah, no. Background music does not count as a song.
Oh, Rapunzel. Like, Tangled's my favorite Disney movie of all time. But no, that's not true. Disney movie. Disney princess movie, because Emperor's New Groove is my favorite Disney movie.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But, like, When Will My Life Begin, and At Last I See the Light, she's so hot in those songs.
Yeah, and it's just a very funny movie.
And she's so cute in The Boy. I Have a Dream.
Oh, I Have a Dream is cute.
Yeah.
I suppose the show did well. You saw the show.
Yeah.
You like it?
A little first hint of I'm too old for kids. Like, I had nothing against it. I was just like, you know, like, only like the really big episodes, like kind of like the Steven Universe when like they revealed Garnet and like Stronger Than You. Like, those are the only episodes really worth watching.
I see.
Yeah. The other one is just kind of kid fluff, you know?
Not all kids shows are. Okay, so I'll move on. I put Belle at six.
Hotter than Rapunzel, okay.
Because the yellow dress is very like iconic to me, you know? Because I feel like the blue Cinderella dress is iconic for the series. But when you think of like a beautiful dress, I do think of Belle's yellow one.
I want to say a little something controversial. I think I only put Belle low now that I'm thinking about it. I did not like her look at the end of the movie where like it's all rainy and she had the hood. I did not care for that.
I don't remember what you talk about. Wait, you're right. Doesn't she have a red hood?
She doesn't have red hood. It's brown. You think they could afford that red riding hood shit?
I don't know.
Nah, it was brown.
Whatever. I really like the yellow dress.
I want to see the mom though. The dad was ratchet, that's why.
Oh, bro. You can have two ugly pants and a really beautiful daughter.
Like who?
I would say an example, but it's actually very controversial to say that, so I'll just leave it as that.
Right, my number six, beat your ass, beat Belle any day, is Pocahontas.
Oh.
I feel like morally, we cannot go more into how hot Pocahontas is other than when she jumps off the cliff into the riverbed.
Okay, see, Pocahontas is my number five.
Oh, number five, okay.
Pocahontas is
very hot.
The way they drew her.
Yes, like.
It's just like she's hot. Her face is just hot. The long black straight hair is hot.
But the thing is, they did make her look like she's 18, and you find out she's based off like a 12-year-old.
Wow. Yeah.
That gets a little bit like, I don't want to say anything too much. The drawing is very hot, and she's very hot in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I forgot about Wreck-It Ralph. We should talk about the looks in Wreck-It Ralph 2. That is like, I don't know, just to me, it's so cute giving them modern clothes, and it was themed to their stories. Like, I think like Aurora had like a bad poison apple on her sweater. Very cute.
I remember Ariel had a really cute one, like it was a cheeky song lyric.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever sold that actual outfits though. Probably did.
They should. And then Anna had like a plaid shirt.
Yeah. And then Merida spoke really heavy Irish.
That was funny. So, yeah, Pocahontas was my five.
My five, I put Mulan.
Oh, okay. Mulan was my four.
Okay. Mulan Mulan's hot.
Mulan is super hot.
Okay, the outfit when she was at the matchmaker.
Super.
Super, super hot.
She's hot no matter what she's wearing.
Yeah, she was hot as a man. She was hot as king.
She was hot in like the simple kimono to the fancy kimono. Well, okay, they're not called kimonos. It's whatever you call the Chinese dress. What is it called?
I don't know, but she was so pretty during Reflection.
Reflection is super hot.
Yeah, and I could watch them put makeup on her all the time. So hot.
Yeah, that's what do you call those? It's not like ASMR, but it's like in that kind of field.
Do you think we're like terrible people for not talking how smart they are, or are we just like they're all equally smart and beautiful?
It's called Pretty Disney Princesses, okay?
Are we terrible people for not putting the Wish Lady?
Oh, we definitely haven't seen that one. I wasn't gonna put Raya.
Oh, is she considered a Disney princess?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like officially.
Officially?
Officially.
How does it feel to be in a Disney princess movie that 100% flopped?
Well, don't put it streaming. Put that shit in the theaters.
Oh yeah, Mulan's hot.
Mulan's so hot.
Okay, it has to be the pink dress in the beginning, then her simple battle dress at the end.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I guess the pink outfit.
That movie is really funny. That's my favorite Disney princess movie. Maybe because I'm Asian. I don't know.
Oh, I couldn't tell. We're Chinese, so it's okay if we forgot the Chinese term for the Chinese dress.
God, what is it called?
It's not yukata.
No, it's also Japanese.
We're such weebs.
Essentially, yeah. Okay, what's your number four?
I put Ariel here.
Oh.
I see Ariel's hot.
Oh, for that blue and white outfit, huh? Is that why? Is that why you put it in number four?
I think she looks hotter when she's in the mermaid form, okay?
It's purple seashells and a green tail.
Ariel's mom didn't die in the second movie for you to shit talk me like this.
Her other sisters are hotter.
Whoa, fucking shit. You can't even describe the other sisters to me.
Now, I'm sure one of them had a pink tail.
You're right. All right, moving on to number three. Who you put?
I put Elsa.
I put Elsa for number three, too.
How do we match again?
Because we just, our opinions on blondes is peak.
I mean, okay, ice dress or queen dress? They're both hot.
They're both hot.
They're both, really
nice. Very hot, very nice. Yes, the purple cape on that mountaintop.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I think I gotta go with the ice dress.
I would go with the ice dress,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the queen dress is like, it's nice, but it looks too close to Anna, which, you know, obviously that was intentional.
Let It Go is such a fantastic song. And it's just like, it's beautiful to watch. Like, even watching it at the theaters, it's like the thing you only remember, and it makes you forget the goddamn troll song. Let It Go is so good. Now, I will say, Frozen would be a perfect movie if they had still included Life's Too Short.
The song that didn't make it, by the way, but there's a whole, like, animaniac about it. Animatic about it.
That song, I think that song is even better than Let It Go.
Wow.
Because it has both sisters singing. Why didn't they make a new song with both sisters singing? And honestly, they could have just included that song in it and it still would have fit the movie.
It sucks because in that Spring Fever short, they kind of brought the song back, like, the same beat, but it just wasn't the same. Like, you know when they fight in that song, like, as levels? But in this one, they kind of, like, baby-fied it.
Oh, no. But Elsa's just hot.
Oh, God. If you just compare her, like, updo hair and the one where she lets it go, sexy. Okay, I think I have a feeling on one and two, it's the same characters. So let's both fight for who should be number one.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So who is your number one?
My number one is Jasmine.
And she's hot. As evident, I put her for number two. But I think Aurora is just a little bit prettier.
Now, I think about putting Aurora as number one because I do like her dress.
Yes.
She has a nice pink dress.
Blue dress.
Is it blue?
No, that's the whole, you know, the fairy godmothers or whatever those fairies were. Like, I think her dress would be pink. No, blue. Pink. Blue. And they kept, you know, transforming it. That's why whenever someone does, like, a cosplay of it, they try to do, like, a pink-blue color-changing dress.
Wow.
It's like the sun-activated bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jasmine is just hot. She's got that body-oddy-oddy. She's got the curve. She's got the long hair that's stylized in a hairstyle. She's got the gold jewelry. She's got a fucking tiger. I don't know if the tiger counts as part of her, but she's hot with the tiger.
Whole new world, she's really hot.
Whole new world, she's super hot.
I only put Aurora on top because I like Aurora's both outfits, but I did not like Jasmine's both outfits. It was when Jafar, like, turned into that red sexy belly dancer.
You don't think that's hot?
It looks the same as the teal one.
Okay, it's still hot. Doesn't she have like a mask or like a veil thing?
Yeah.
Hot.
So Aurora has like two levels of hotness.
I don't even know what this other dress you talk about for Aurora.
It's just a common outfit.
Oh my.
When she's dancing with
all those. Is it white and blue?
No, it's white and black, bitch.
Oh, that outfit.
Yeah, when she's dancing with the animals wearing Prince Philip's outfit.
What song is in Sleeping Beauty?
You know, yeah, I might have to give you this because I can't name you a single goddamn song.
But there is song. songs?
I don't know.
I would be shocked if Sleeping Beauty has no songs.
I mean, this is before they made it formulaic, you know?
Sleeping Beauty is like the third one.
What's the second then?
It's Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, interesting.
Snow White and Cinderella both have songs.
Oh, it does seem like a bootleg Cinderella in some ways.
I mean, sure, but that's not the point. Also, Sleeping Beauty had a big ass dragon.
Yes, we all want to fuck dragon. What's your point?
Dragon's...
What's the name? What's the dragon's name?
Maleficent.
You got it.
But I remember Angelina Jolie.
I remember that lore where Angelina Jolie needed a child, but all the children were scared of her, so they had to use Angelina Jolie's real child. And then you ask yourself, what would you have done if she didn't have a child?
Then Angelina Jolie married Brad Pitt because they were both in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And they had a good marriage going for a long time. It was my first celebrity couple. But then they divorced, and her dad is like an asshole who's on Brad Pitt's side while she's like this humanitarianist.
Good for you, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, fuck Brad Pitt.
You should have been in the MCU.
Brad Pitt in the MCU? Wait, Angelina Jolie is in the MCU.
Who is she?
She's in Eternals.
Oh my god. No. No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember who she was. I think she's like the crazy lady.
Yeah, the one who forgets all the time.
Yeah.
You know they canceled Eternals 2?
Well, because Eternals 1 was so goddamn awful.
So, let's do a little honorable mention as we stand here with a couple of minutes for all the princesses that didn't make the list. I'm sorry, Merida from Brave.
I'm sorry. Is her name even Raya? From Raya?
I don't know. That might be the dragon's name.
See, I don't know. I never saw the movie.
I'm sorry, Raya. Either the girl or the dragon. I'm sorry, Snow White.
Oh, yeah.
From Snow White.
You're from the 50s. Well, it was never gonna happen.
Never, ever. I'm sorry for all the ones that people think should be Disney princesses, but aren't. I'm sorry, Atlantis lady.
I'm sorry, Lilo. Even though your cartoon was like one of the best cartoons ever.
I'm sorry, Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame. You could get that whole loin growing with a raging fire, but you couldn't get us.
I'm sorry, Anna. Even though technically, apparently Anna and Elsa are not considered official Disney princesses because apparently the franchise was too good.
I'm sorry, Meg from Hercules, even though we all agree your
Meg
song
is so hot.
Yeah, we all agree your song slapped the hardest.
Meg might be like top three.
I don't like the older types. I don't go after MILF. That's just my preference, though.
Okay, you say so.
And finally, I'm sorry, Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire? I thought you were going to say Vanellope.
I was going to say Sophia the First at first, but I was like, I don't want to say Sophia the First. I want to say Lizzie McGuire.
Sophia's cute.
Yeah, the whole thing was like asking Disney princesses for help.
I like Vanellope. She's like a little punk-ass kid.
Shame what happened in the second movie. Okay, bye.